Anytime a school or administration can get money to put back into the school, I think that they welcome that. A little bit of background on me, I typed up a bio, but I don't think it made it to print today. I'm a 2001 graduate at the University of Tennessee. My major was psychology. I also got my teaching certificate at MTSU. I have a master's degree in education from Cumberland University and an education specialist degree in administration from Middle Tennessee State University. So as far as going back to school myself, I think I'm done. I live here in Gallatin with my husband, Hal. Many of you know him. He's the director of health for the county. And our fur baby, Gus, who is 9 months old. A few years ago, my husband and I were in Destin, Florida. Me, not afraid to strike up a conversation with strangers, began speaking to the couple sitting next to us. When I told them where we were from, they spoke right up and said that they knew where Gallatin was. The gentleman made the comment that I'm sure you have heard yourself. You are the Green Wave. He did not say that Gallatin was known for being the headquarters of Servpro Industries, the Beretta plant, or the former headquarters of Dodd Records. He did not even mention the country music entertainers that have called Gallatin home over the years. He knew of Gallatin through Gallatin High School, the one constant over the past 100 plus years. Gallatin High School is not just athletics. At the foundation of GHS is the value of education and opportunities that students receive. You, the Gallatin Noon Rotary Club, see this every year at the CTE and academic banquets that you host. Last year, the graduating class of 2018 received over $4.5 million in scholarship monies. Here are a few samples of the great things happening at Gallatin High School. The math department had 5 of the top 10 in Algebra 1 and 3 of the top 10 in Algebra 2 at the TMTA contest last April. Our Criminal Justice Club attended their first CTSO competition this past November, where they placed 2nd in felony traffic stops, 2nd in unknown police response, and 3rd in fingerprinting. They competed against 10 schools in the mid-state. 9 students in our Health Occupation Students of America department have qualified for State Leadership Conference in Chattanooga this spring. Our award-winning band placed in 4 separate competitions this year, including first place in Bandapalooza in band, percussion, drumline, color guard, and overall most entertaining. Also, Mr. Earl, the band director, received Teacher of the Year at Gallatin High School. A current senior won first place last spring in the Western Kentucky University History Day competition. He received a $1,000 scholarship to Western Kentucky. Just last week, our Culinary Arts Department, under the leadership of Greg West, prepared a food for a luncheon honoring Governor Lee. A team of 5 students from our Culinary Arts Department competed in the Murfreesboro State Cook-Off competition and finished in 2nd place with a $300 prize. The year prior to that, they received 1st place and a $700 prize. Our auto tech program, under the direction of Ricky Robertson, has partnered with Miracle Ford. Miracle Ford will be looking at hiring and training 4 Gallatin High School students through the ASAP program. Our Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America program recently finished 1st in life planning event. They won for the organization of the prom fashion show, as well as sponsoring a basketball homecoming dance. Our FCCLA program also hosted the 1st ever Hopes Giving event. They hosted a dinner for 35 local foster children and their families. 20 students from our DECA program will compete at a state competition in Chattanooga in March. This past fall, Gallatin High School collected 80,000 pounds of canned food for Second Harvest Food Bank. Hendersonville only collected 60,000 pounds. Gallatin High School came in 2nd behind Montgomery Bell Academy. Our school received a $1,000 check from WKRN Channel 2 News. Our academic team has qualified for 8 consecutive state tournament appearances. This is the most total and consecutive of any school in Sumner County. Each year, the academic team hosts one of the largest tournaments in the country, with around 40 teams coming from four different states to our school. These programs, as well as many more, are examples of how hard the GHS students and faculty strive to meet the mission of our school, which is pride, personal responsibility in developing excellence. These bright and hardworking young people are the future of your community. Our principal, Dr. Becker, was awarded Principal of the Year last year in Sumner County. Several Gallatin High School teachers have been named Teachers of the Year throughout the county during the past 10 years. It is evident from all the accolades that I have just mentioned that Gallatin High School is innovative and competitive in many more areas than just athletics. Our success in these areas is due in large part to our administration, teachers, students, family members, and the Gallatin community to provide a strong partnership for student achievement and success. GHS is the Gallatin community, and the Gallatin community is GHS. That brings us to the inaugural Green and Gold Gala. This event is an opportunity for the community to share with Gallatin High School. It will be a wonderful evening of food and entertainment. You could say, in some ways, an alumni reunion and an occasion to bring our community together. Our building celebrates its 45th year this year. There is great pride and reverence in the brick and mortar of the building. There are some improvements that need to be made for the new wave of the Green and Gold. Our hopes and aspirations of the Green and Gold Gala is to be able to enhance some physical components of the facility. The school is currently in need of paint, new auditorium seating, and carpet. These are items that may not be seen as critical for the Board of Education, since they are unlike safety or security issues. However, we believe that it is imperative to maintain and make improvements throughout the building because our students certainly deserve it. It is my hope that you will consider joining us on March the 9th for the inaugural Green and Gold Gala. Tickets are available on Eventbrite, and opportunities to sponsor or purchase the table are still available. That's all I have. And as of this morning, we have 164 people attending. So hope that you guys might still consider purchasing a ticket or sponsoring a table. Does anybody have any questions? Yes.
Stacy, you mentioned the location and time again of this gala.
It's at the Square Depot, the Depot Square, March the 9th from 6 until 10:30.
Dressy
casual. I mean, it's not black tie.
So what's your financial goal, and how, and if you have one, how close are you to it?
We're actually pretty close. There's still some expenses that have to be attained. I would think for this first year, $5,000 would be a wonderful amount to be able to give to the school. I mean, if we go above that, obviously, I'd be really, really happy. There have been some complaints about ticket prices and so forth, but based on other area fundraisers, it's kind of right in line with what others are charging.
Is there a silent auction with this?
There is going to be a silent auction, yes.
Is Jay Ingram involved in getting the silent auction stuff?
No. Patricia Phillips and I have been working on that.
Do you still need things?
Yes, certainly. Some things that have been donated. David McKenzie is going to donate a piece of jewelry. Gibson's Furniture is donating, I believe, some outdoor patio furniture. A guy from Hermitage called me yesterday named Mosquito Joe, and they want to donate to the auction. Huntington Learning Center, where a lot of parents send their kids for ACT prep and so forth, have donated, I believe it's an evaluation, it's a $500 value. What else do we have? We have a CrossFit month-long membership that's been donated, and a few small things. We probably need to get more small things so that we have a... Yes?
Is Jamie Campbell in the house?
Yes.
Jamie Campbell is part of an organization, not to be named, which does photo shots at the Predators games for attending fans. Have you all thought about possibly making an arrangement to procure those services and have green and gold photo shots?
We have a photographer, Callie Hume.
Okay.
Who is, but I mean, he's more than welcome to come and work with her. But we have a photographer.
Okay, Jamie, I'm plugging for you, but I don't want you to have to double shoot there.
Yes, sir.
Stacy, this message, or this comment, I'll direct that toward Jim because he's on the school board. You know, I've been involved with Winter Gallatin High School years ago, and now that you said the high school has been there for 45 years, I should probably start telling people how my office is located by the new high school. So that kind of dates me a little bit. But, you know, having been involved with the quarterback club along with Bill and others for a number of years, it always seems like, Jim, that Gallatin is kind of scratching and clawing for everything we get from the school board. And, I mean, that goes back over years with trying to get stuff done at the stadium. And I remember we went through this real drill over the parking lot getting paved when Mr. Bills was there. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this, and I wouldn't certainly say it in front of Dr. Phillips, but it just seems like Gallatin has always kind of been the back of the pack, or as Steve said, the red-headed stepchild, to be more politically correct.
Poor Chris.
It's not that correct.
Let's not go here.
You've been involved. Your kids have gone to Gallatin High School. I mean, you've seen some of this as well.
Well, I'm in line with Mr. Sudbury's tweet. He used to filter out your comments, so he goes next.
No, I was just going to say, 12 years I served on the county commission, I had so many arguments about Gallup High School because it always got left out. We're the only school in the area that doesn't have our own high school stadium at our school. We wouldn't have a baseball field if it wasn't for the city park. I can sit here and name off many things that we've had to argue with, fight with, and everything. And yet, our school does really well, as you were reading. And then when I read in the paper yesterday, or day before yesterday, that 70% of the kids in Tennessee aren't ready for college. You know, that kind of concerns me when we're a state that has the largest entrepreneurial base, you know, the 50 states, the people that go in business. So we're not educating dummies, you know, we've had very successful people. I mean, I can name off a bunch, y'all know who they are, that have gone to Galvin and done really, really well. So it bothers me that we never seem to have the right amount of votes at school board to get what I would consider the bottom part of an equal share. And I don't know why that is, but, you know, Mr. Herring used to paint the school every year himself, i.e. nobody came from the board to help paint. You know, he would buy the paint out of funds he had. He would paint. I've been up there sitting 30 feet in the air on the ladder. You know, I'm sure Mr. Becker doesn't want to climb the ladder and paint the walls over there, and that wasn't his job either. But I'm just telling you, this stuff that we're talking about, and I think they replaced the seats in that auditorium 2 years ago, maybe?
I believe that may be right.
It was when they were renovated back in 2000,
right.
2002. It's been a while.
And, you know, I had to, when Merle Hyde was there, I basically had to agree to vote for something I didn't want to get him to move Galvin up in that renovation. Rufus was the principal at the time and begged me to do that against my better judgment because I think you do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. It's not about trading votes. But, and I didn't want to turn this into an argument, but people in Galveston, we need to step up. We need to start putting pressure, unfortunately, on Jim and others up there, because he's just one vote. You know, he can be for everything up there, but if he doesn't have any support, he's not going to get it. And so we've got to do a better job and get what most people would consider our fair share. And it's been a long time coming.
With permission of the speaker, may I add to the dialogue?
Sure.
Is that Gala gonna fix any of this?
I might want to put Tom in.
I think this is very healthy dialogue, and I don't view it as pressure, I view it as influence, which is good.
I do want to make one comment. Anytime that a community can get a new school is a good thing. And I'm happy for the area of Cottontown. You know, they're about to have a nice school. I mean, it's going to take a few years to build. But that is a good thing. But I do, you know, I agree that there are some older schools that need attention. And, but Dr. Phillips, you know, I think he's going to attend the gala, and I think that maybe he hears our concerns.
First of all, thank you for Kelly. Who are the other people working with you, Stacy?
Patricia Phillips,
right.
Zena Parks, Jay Ingram, and Carolyn and Rufus Lasser.
As a citizen of the gala, member of the school board, thank you all for stepping forward. I think this is a great idea. There are three school board members from Gallatin on the school board. Patricia Brown, you all know her daughter as well, Paige Brown, the mayor. Patricia is married to Kenny Brown. There's also Andy Daniels, who works for Surf Pro. And then I'm the third member, the youngest member, newest member of the school board of the Gallatin triumvirate there. Gallatin High School is very much on my radar and has been. Dr. Phillips has been increasing the allocation of funds for Gallatin High School since Dr. Phillips was hired in 2011. Right after I came on board in 2016, we carved out $150,000 for matching funds for Gallatin High School to use for equipment, the field house, and other stands and probation. This past year, our maintenance staff, after we tried to bid out renovating the field house and found out it was going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, we used in-house expertise from the maintenance staff working with the quarterback club, and it rebuilt almost literally to the floor and up with plumbing the field house next to the football stadium. Gallatin is a legacy institution. The football field absolutely is the oldest football field in the county. I was in the first graduating class that graduated years ago when the new school, what we still call the new school, Steve, opened in January 1974. I appreciate the fact that when Stacy said the school board may not have seating and lights and AV system on its radar, I'm only an army of 111 on the 11-member board, but I have already spoken with Dr. Phillips and with Dr. Becker about the seats in the auditorium and the lighting and the sound system, and Dr. Phillips has personally pledged to me that he's going to have that brightly, no pun intended, on his radar when he has his budget chat with you, which is coming up February 25th. So, and then finally, anticipating that it would be helpful for you all to hear and know a little bit more. Who's our speaker next week? Dr. Del Phillips is going to be our speaker here next week. He's going to give an overview of the school system. I've left him, asked him to leave time for Q&A. I want you all to welcome him, but you know, feel free to ask questions, and you won't be there. Or you can designate a proxy to ask your questions. Anyway, that's just a quick response. I don't want to take over Q&A.
Just a quick show of hands. How many people here went to Gallatin High School? Quite a few. All right. Well, I did as well.
And the new school has been named. It is now Liberty Creek.
Where is Liberty Creek?
Do you know where Long Hollow Pike is? Yes.
They should have named it Cottontown. Every other school is named by a town. They named it Liberty Creek.
If you're wondering, you don't ever look back. It's 1 mile north of Long Hollow from Liberty Lane to Upper Station Camp Creek. Liberty Creek is the name of the school.
Kelly, you have a question?
Well, I just got a comment. When we did one of our service projects a couple years ago, we did it 2 years in a row. We went to the high school and had our new members participating, and we painted all day. We cleaned the trophies, we dusted, a lot of different things. So I think that's one of our focuses maybe going forward as well, to keep that going.
Yeah, I think it'd be great to continue a service project like that on there.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great. Yeah.
I would like to tell Stacy thank you. I think this is great. I went to Gallatin, I'm sending my kids to Gallatin, and I get so tired of people asking me where I'm going to send my kids to school. And I say, Galton, we're zoned for Rucker and we're zoned for Galton. And the response being, oh, are you going to send them there? Mm-hmm. But I'm proud of this school. I'm proud of this community. And I think this will go. I think it's great that you are getting out in the community to remind people that there are a ton of great kids at that school. And they need to be honored and supported. So thank you.
I want to just, my opinion, it's tough for me to say maybe everything I want to say because of my position. But Steve's comment, what I view, I agree with you.
That might be a dangerous position, but thank you.
Right. Where I come from is that it's not the Galton hadn't, maybe they hadn't, but Hendersonville did. That's where the pressures come from. Is Hendersonville puts the pressure on the county commission more than anybody in Galton ever did. So when you want to compare, that's the way I look at it. It's not that a fault of Galton, other than I think this community, and I love it, and I grew up in Hendersonville, so I feel like I can speak freely from that angle too. Because I love Galton. But Hendersonville politically puts more pressure on the county commission, possibly the school board in the past, or they've had their ends through the school board in the past, where that what he says becomes, to me, perception becomes reality, and it happens. Because, and Mr. Hawkins, you're exactly right, everything you said a minute ago, but we weren't the only school that got that money. So just to add that is, we are 45 years old, and I think we've done a heck of a job before me and since me of trying to maintain it. As a 45-year-old building with 1,600 kids in there day in and day out, some of them don't get, you wonder what their homes look like, whether they want to leave the cafeteria table, as an example. My thing is that you need to look at the school based on the school needs, not as every high school needs this. And that's I've shared that, and will continue to share that. And whether that be student needs, or whether that be maybe facility needs based on the age or the whatever. Dr. Phillips and I have had conversations about, he is hoping to paint the entire, at least maybe not the classrooms, but all the visible pieces this summer. Of us in Hendersonville, because when they did our renovations, Mr. Hawkins, Hendersonville and ours at the same time, they went in and they did what they did, and we love what we got. But after that, there's been a couple high schools that they did more, and they painted the whole building, or they got new lockers, or they got new this. They kind of did an overall view versus just an addition, if that makes sense. So we've had those discussions, and he's very much wanting to do that and paint the, because a fresh coat of paint will make a world of difference. Because you're comparing yourself to, a new school. When Station Camp was new, it didn't matter what we looked like inside the building, it was just that the building was new versus 40 years old or 35 years old at the time. It's all about, so it's some of that perception. But we're getting a bid meeting next week on bidding all new seats in the theater. Our goal is just to replace the ones that are broken and, that we need to be. There's a lighting bid that's being obtained because the theater lighting is still 1974, for us to be able to do productions and things, because we've got some good people in that building that do some wonderful things. And like I said, those renovations of the other two high schools that happened since ourselves in Hendersonville, my understanding is they got lighting in their theater as part of their renovation. So that's where I come from. Is that that's like, hey, let's get what everybody else got. I think that's kind of what Mr. Sudbury was saying, is, others get it, we deserve it too. But my whole take is that it has to be based on the individual need of the school, whether that be instruction, direct instruction-based, or facility-based needs, because each building has got its own issues, whether it be person, the kids that come through, or the age or whatever other facility. So I appreciate you all as a community and what you do. You guys are boots on the ground type people, and that's what this community is, and get things done. And this is a wonderful way to start that. I think we want to, you know, one elaborate thing we'd like to do is add like a really nice marquee out front that's electronic and all that, so that's kind of on the wish list. But we want to start using this money from this fund to kind of just update things and those type of things. And so that's kind of where we are. Hopefully that makes a little sense. There's more I personally would love to say, but it would be appropriate.
We appreciate everybody's input and comments today. Rick, you have one of
those? Dr. Becker, a comment and question. Your school resource officer spoke to us several months ago, and she was very impressive. I mean, the passion she had for what she did, she, I think she left a mark on all of us here. And I'd ask you to address, just in a broad brush approach, the numbers and dollars-wise of scholarships that have gone to Gallatin High School. And going back to the SRO, I think Gallatin, a lot of people think that there's problems at Gallatin High School, but I think Gallatin High School ranks far down the list of other high schools in terms of, well, however you want to look at it, you know, incidents of misbehaving or some kind of criminal activity or something. Give me numbers on that in terms of the number of kids that get in trouble. I think I've heard that we do better than some of these other schools despite this perception.
The money, we're about there with everybody else, in my opinion. I forget what we actually do two public. We do what was offered and then what was accepted, you know. So we try to collect from our kids, and you're only as good as the data your kids get, okay? But we're right in line. I forget what it was. Did you have that number? But 4.8 maybe accepted last year, but the offer's up in the $10 million range, okay. Something like that. So don't quote me, but it's our scholarships. But we're right in line with everybody else. But we do try to calculate two different ways. To your other point, you know, I don't know if we have any more issues than anybody else. Every high school's got knuckleheads. But one thing that we do pride ourselves on, and you guys are smart, maybe you read between the lines here, and I'll try to be very careful. We handle what comes our way. We don't shy away from it. We'll face it head on, and we'll discipline as we see fit. And as we need control, we safe and learning environment. People will call us heavy-handed. But I'll say, if you call the central office and you call the attendance department, you ask them which high school handles their stuff best,
okay,
it's Gallatin High School.
That's my point.
Okay. So some of that stuff, we're not going to sweep it under the rug. We're not going to do whatever. And again, maybe I should be quiet. But we take pride in a good, safe learning environment. Some students don't allow for that at all times, but I've joked we need to change the name of our high school from Gallatin, because as soon as Gallatin High School news looks, put it on the news. Okay, there's other schools in our county that things have happened recently that it took over a week for it to hit, and it takes 4 hours for ours to hit. Okay, so there is a discrepancy out there that I think is very interesting from the media and the vantage and the viewpoint. Can't speak to that, but I will tell you that we handle our business and we take it very serious to create a safe environment. And if it hits the news, it hits the news, but we're not going to shy away from it for that. We're going to make sure that we do what we're supposed to do to build for our kids.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As Stacy said, there are a number of ways to help support the Green and Gold Gala. Yesterday, the board voted to do a $500 sponsorship. So we are, thank you all. We are going to be contributing that to that event as well.